Sea freight rates from Asia to Europe are expected to rise starting in November. This anticipated increase is driven by shipping companies adjusting the supply-demand balance by increasing the number of service suspensions. This strategic move marks a significant turning point for the logistics industry. Current situation and future outlook for freight rates. For the past few months, sea freight rates from Asia to Europe have been steadily decreasing. For example, the rate for a 40-foot container was around $8,500 in early July, but it has since dropped to approximately $2,900. However, upward pressure on rates is expected starting in November. Strategic service suspensions by shipping companies. One of the key reasons for the expected increase in freight rates is that shipping companies are intentionally limiting transport capacity by suspending more services. This move, aimed at controlling supply, is part of a strategy to take advantage of increased demand ahead of the Lunar New Year. Freight rate movements by major shipping companies. Major shipping lines such as MSC and Hapag-Lloyd have already announced plans to raise their rates in November. MSC, for instance, is set to increase the rate for a 40-foot container to $5,000, while other companies are implementing similar adjustments, though the specific rate increases vary. Key points to watch moving forward. Many shippers are currently holding back cargo, hoping for further rate reductions. However, with shipping companies adjusting capacity, an upward trend in freight rates is likely. This will be an important development for those involved in trade, as the evolving sea freight rates could have a significant impact.